by Mayor Richard, Mayor and Mrs. Richard M. Daley, and Governor Pat Quinn. Ladies and gentlemen, for your convenience again, simultaneous interpretation will be offered for tonight's speaking program in both English and Chinese. You may now use the headsets provided. English will be on channel 1 or A. Chinese will be on channel 3 or O. 请坐。Please be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, your host for this evening, Mayor Richard M. Daley.
Good evening. As mayor, on behalf of the residents and the great citizens of Chicago, it is a great pleasure to be with you tonight to offer a warm welcome to His Excellency Hu Jintao, President of the People's Republic of China, and his distinguished delegation. Maggie and I are honored last night to attend the state dinner for President Hu. In Washington, D.C., I know all of us who were there are strongly committed to helping expand the partnership between our two great countries. I would like to recognize the distinguished members of the Chinese delegation and business delegation as well. Also recognize the Honorable Pat Quinn, Governor of the State of Illinois. Would you please stand? Honorable Scott Walker, Governor of Wisconsin. The Honorable Dick Durbin, U.S. Senator. The Honorable Mark Kirk, U.S. Senate. And leading the delegation of President Obama in Washington, D.C., the Honorable Valerie Jarrett, Senior Advisor to the President. Honorable Gary Locke, Secretary of Commerce. The Honorable Arne Duncan, Secretary of Education, and members of the federal and U.S. congressional delegation, members of state, county, and city government, and, of course, members of the Chicago and Midwest Business and Civic Committee. Tonight and tomorrow, Chicago will do its part in that cause, in helping expanding the partnership between two great countries. This president's first visit to our city, we are excited to share with him all that makes Chicago, especially the home of President Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and their family, the city of Chicago. It is a wonderful place for our citizens and visitors alike. As we all know, there are many great things to see in Chicago. But there's nothing more important I can show President Hu than our children in school, learning, and our thriving business community. So tomorrow, I've invited the president to join me in visiting Walter Payton College Prep, one of the Chicago's dynamic public schools. I know that the people of China have much in common with our own citizens, And one of the things that we share in our commitment to prepare our children for the global economy of the future and to prepare them in the critical areas of math and science to be able to use technology to become the innovators of the future, to help them master world languages so they know more than just the words, but also the history and culture of our global counterparts. And that is why I've committed to promoting the study of the Chinese language and culture in our schools. I am very, very proud that our Chinese language program is the largest of its kind in the United States. We are expanding it on a daily basis. Our children represent Chicago's future as a significant center of the global economy. In these very tough economic times, we are doing everything we can to make sure our city is competitive globally and that we are attracting business and tourism to help keep our economy prosperous. I am very pleased to say that Chicago has a very strong relationship with China in that regard. Chicago has enjoyed sister city relationship with Shanghai and Shenyang for more than 25 years. We have hosted each other's visitors and government leaders, exchanged art and music, shared business ideas, technology, and medical expertise. This relationship has fostered important people-to-people culture exchanges, which are vital to developing a closer partnership between all of our citizens. I've traveled to China in the past 6 years. I met with business, civic, and government leaders as well. These and other efforts help us continue to strengthen our relationship with China and grow as a global city. And that's one of the reasons we have sponsored Chicago Days in Shanghai during the 2010 World Expo, which gave us the opportunity to highlight Chicago's music, art, food, and sports for millions of visitors. I want to commend the president and the people of China for an exceptional event that brought people together around the world in a closer relationship. I'm convinced that the economic future of Chicago and other cities depend upon our willingness to seek opportunities internationally, especially in China and across Asia. In recent years, we have focused a great deal of effort on developing an economic relationship with China. Our long-range goal is to make Chicago the most China-friendly city in the United States and to establish it as China's gateway to Americas. Already more than 30 China-based companies are located in the Chicago area, including Goldwind, the leading wind power company in China, which has recently established the U.S. headquarters in our central business district in the great city of Chicago. We want our relationship with China to grow even stronger. There's never been a better time to expand our connections. A visit such as this one helps us do that. And perhaps even more importantly, it can lead to greater understanding among our cultures and greater friendships among the nations. And something else that leads us to greater understanding among cultures is art. In order to leave a legacy of your historic visit to our city, Mr. President, we want to establish a new partnership between Chicago and China that will benefit the future generations for years to come. Chicago is home of one of the nation's great schools of art and design, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. It is one of the oldest accredited independent schools of art and design in the United States and attracts students from around the world. Tom Pritzker, Pritzker family, who is chairman of the Hyatt, his wife Margot, have a deep interest in Chinese art and culture. Together, they've been active in preserving the number of important cultural heritage sites in China. So I'm pleased to announce that the Pritzkers are giving a gift of $1 million to the School of the Art Institute to be used for scholarships for Chinese students to attend the school. Thank you, Tom, Marco, and the Pritzker family. Thank you. This gift is given as a gesture of friendship on behalf of the people of Chicago on the occasion of your wonderful visit, Mr. President. We hope that this gift underscores the importance of our educational connections and our compliments of the nation's 100,000 strong initiative, an effort to design to dramatically increase the number and diversity, the composition of American students studying in China. This program seeks to prepare the next generation of American experts on China, whose job it will be to manage the growing ties between our countries. I'm also pleased to tell you that another one of our great Chicago companies, Motorola, led by Greg Brown, is making a gift of $100,000 to the Chicago Public Schools to increase the number of Chicago Public students studying in China, and that Caterpillar has also pledged significant support of 100,000 strong initiatives. Let's give both of them a round of applause and thank them. This kind of generosity is something that is a hallmark of Chicago's business community. The I will spirit of the non-for-profit philanthropic community who says we want to give back to our city. I want to thank all the sponsors tonight's dinner for their contribution to expanding the relationship between Chicago and China. They are Tom Pritzker, one of the world's great Hyatt, one of the world's great global hospitality companies. Motorola Solutions, under Greg Brown, one of our most innovative technology companies. Boeing, under Jim McInerney, the world's greatest aerospace company. And Caterpillar, under Doug Oberhelman, one of the world's largest manufacturers of construction and mining equipment, engines and turbines, and J.P. Morgan, CEO Jess Stanley, one of the oldest financial institutions in the United States with a history dating back over 200 years. Even in these difficult economic times, Chicago is still creating an opportunity and improving the quality of life for its citizens. And the credit that goes to many people across this great city is has always been the commitment of the business community. We hope that in the effort of really having a great time tonight, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest of honor. He's a man of vision. I was struck by something he said before leaving China to come to the visit to the United States. He expressed hope that China and the United States could find common ground on many critical issues, ranging from fighting terrorism, nuclear expansion, to cooperating on clean energy and infrastructure development. He said this, and I quote, "We both stand to gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation." It is the hope that our countries fully embrace that sentiment, and the hope that the economic, educational, and cultural ties between Chicago and China continue to expand. It is my honor to introduce His Excellency Hu Jintao, the President of the People's Republic of China. Welcome to Chicago, Mr. President, and thank you for being here.
Mayor Richard Daley, Governor Pat Quinn, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, it gives me great pleasure to join you, friends from various sectors, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, in this beautiful evening. Over the years, you have made positive contribution to enhancing mutual understanding and friendship between the Chinese and American people and increasing exchanges and cooperation between our two countries. I wish to take this opportunity to express my sincere thanks to you and extend through you the best wishes to the American people in the Midwestern region. Chicago is the only stop on my current visit besides Washington, D.C. Despite the great distance between Chicago and China, our hearts are linked together by friendship, and despite the chill wind outside, my colleagues and I are deeply touched by the warmth of your hospitality. The city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and the Midwest that they represent are at the heart of the United States. On this vast land, generations of Americans have toiled to achieve industrial, agricultural, and commercial prosperity and create key pillars of the U.S. economy. In this process, they have forged a great enterprising and pioneering spirit. I am happy to see that in recent years, exchanges and cooperation between the American Midwest and China have come a long way, epitomizing the growth of overall China-U.S. relations. Statistics show that since 2000, the 12 Midwestern states have seen their exports to China increase by a big margin, ranging from 180% to 800%, way higher than the growth of their exports to other countries. Boeing, Motorola, Caterpillar, McDonald's, and many other well-known companies have become household names in China. Being a major industrial, financial, and commercial center of the United States, Chicago has played a leading role in promoting business cooperation and people-to-people and cultural exchanges with China. As the host city of two world expos, Chicago offered valuable advice and warm support to its sister city, Shanghai, and contributed its share to the success of the Shanghai World Expo. Chicago was the first American city to launch a Chinese language teaching program and has now the largest Chinese language teaching program in the United States. Today, over 40 elementary and high schools here offer Chinese language courses. And over 12,000 students are learning Chinese. Tomorrow, I will visit Walter Payton College Preparatory High School, and I look forward to hearing what the students have to say about the United States, China, and the world. Ladies and gentlemen, since China and the United States established diplomatic ties 32 years ago, our common interests have continued to grow. Our mutually beneficial cooperation has continued to expand, and the strategic and global significance of our relations has become increasingly pronounced. China and the United States, as the largest developing country and the largest developed country respectively, share a broader basis for cooperation and more important common responsibilities in driving economic growth, upholding peace and stability, and promoting sustainable development of the world. During my visit, President Obama and I agreed that China and the United States need to make every effort to build a cooperative partnership based on mutual respect and mutual benefit. We believe that moving forward in this direction, China-U.S. relations will enjoy a stronger foundation, a wider arc of cooperation, and even more robust growth. Our two peoples will live a better life, and our two countries will make greater contribution to world peace and development. The China-U.S. cooperative partnership would not be possible without the strong backing of the mutually beneficial economic cooperation. Since the establishment of diplomatic ties 32 years ago, our trade volume has grown from less than $2.5 billion to over $380 billion last year. This has brought enormous benefits to the two peoples and fully demonstrated the mutually complementary and the mutually beneficial nature of our business ties. At present, we're still under the impact of the international financial crisis, and global economic recovery remains a slow and tortuous course. Both China and the United States have the important task of developing economy, creating jobs, and improving people's livelihood, and both countries are making great efforts to restructure the economy. China is focusing on building long-term mechanisms to boost domestic demand and ensure that its economic growth is driven by consumption, investment, and export together. We will further increase imports. In recent years, China's domestic consumption has been growing fast at an annual rate of 17 to 18%. In 2010, the total volume of China's domestic market topped $2 trillion. The United States is also working hard to revitalize the economy and has set the target of doubling its exports in 5 years. All this will open up even broader horizons for China-U.S. economic cooperation and trade. Some forecasts show that China-U.S. trade is expected to exceed $500 billion by 2015. China wishes to work with the United States to fully tap cooperation potential in fiscal, financial, energy, environmental, infrastructure development, and other fields. We hope that the United States will work in the same spirit and relax its control on high-tech exports to China as soon as possible, in order to boost its exports to China. At the same time, we hope the U.S. side will provide a level playing field for Chinese companies wishing to invest in the United States, so that they will have more opportunities to contribute to the development of the U.S. economy. We believe that when trade issues arise between China and the United States, the two sides should seek a proper solution through candid consultations on an equal footing and in the spirit of mutual respect. Both China and the United States are major trading nations and benefit from free trade. Our two countries should play an exemplary role in building and improving the global trading regime, advancing the Doha Round negotiations, and rejecting protectionism. Ladies and gentlemen, to build the China-U.S. cooperative partnership, it is essential to have the broad support and active involvement of our two peoples. We should actively push forward cultural cooperation and people-to-people exchanges and strengthen the bond of friendship between the Chinese and American people. Young people represent the future of a nation and the promise of the world. A bright future of China-U.S. relations depends ultimately on the concerted efforts of the younger generation in China and America. In June 2008, shortly after the devastating earthquake struck Wenchuan in Sichuan province, I received a letter from 235 American high school students. They said in the letter, "There is no boundary that limits our sharing of friendship and mutual support. Whether we are American or Chinese, we are the hope of tomorrow, and together we will work to build a bright future for our world." They also donated $2,008 from their pocket money to their peers in the quake-hit areas. I was deeply moved by the letter, and I have become all the more confident about the future of China-U.S. relations. I wrote them a letter in reply and told them that the exchanges and friendship between the young Chinese and Americans will help create a better future for China, the United States, and the whole world. I am convinced that the younger generation will carry forward and further promote China-U.S. friendship. Ladies and gentlemen, I will conclude my visit to the United States tomorrow. What I want to say on this occasion is that everything we do today is for a happy and the prosperous life of the Chinese and American people, including the future generations, and for a world of enduring peace and sustained development. The seeds of friendship and cooperation that we sow today will take roots, blossom, and bear rich fruits. And the China-U.S. cooperative partnership will embrace an even better future. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our speaking program. Please enjoy your dinner and the music of the Stu Hirsch Orchestra.